From the Heart, March 9. The Word Became Flesh. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. Behold, I have come to do your will, O God. Should the angel Gabriel be sent to this world to take upon himself human nature and to teach the knowledge of God? How eagerly people would listen to his instruction! Supposing that he were able to set us a perfect example of purity and holiness, sympathizing with us in all our sorrows, bereavements, and afflictions, and suffering the punishment of our sins, how eagerly we would follow him! If, when this heavenly being returned to his home, he should leave behind him a book containing the history of his mission, with revelations regarding the history of the world, how eagerly would its seal be broken! How anxiously men and women would seek to obtain a copy! But one surpassing all that imagination can present came from heaven to this world. Of himself Christ declares, "Before Abraham was, I am. I and my Father are one." As Paul beheld Christ in his power, he broke out into exclamations of admiration and amazement. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. The Bible is God's voice speaking to us, just as surely as if we could hear it with our ears. If we realized this, with what earnestness we would search its precepts! The reading and contemplation of the Scriptures would be regarded as an audience with the Infinite One. Christ's words are the bread of life. As the disciples ate the words of Christ, their understanding was quickened. In their comprehension of these teachings, they stepped from the obscurity of dawn to the radiance of noonday. So will it be with us as we study God's Word. Our minds will be quickened and our understanding enlarged. Those who receive and assimilate this word, making it a part of every act, of every attribute of character, grow strong in the strength of God. It gives vigor to the soul, perfecting the experience and bringing joys that abide forever.